This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And all this rain in California is helping with the drought there, but there's a lot of work to do. The level of the state's second largest reservoir, Oroville, is now 13% higher than it was going into Christmas, but it's still 15% below full. And the U.S. Drought Monitor says most of California remains in a state of extreme or severe drought. There are now calls to rethink how water gets stored there. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali.
The reality of climate change is now on display here, not just during peak fire season, but year-round. The recent storms are the latest example of what scientists are calling weather whiplash. Climate expert Dustin Mulvaney teaches at San Jose State University.
We need to be preparing for the next flood during the drought, and we need to be preparing for the next drought during this big rainy sequence, because we'll forget otherwise.
Here in Southern California, the LA River is looking like an actual river, its concrete banks notwithstanding, and not a trickle, as it so often does. But this region's waterways are designed to take much of the rainwater out to sea to limit flooding. Various efforts to redesign those systems to conserve water are already underway. Matt Horton of the Milken Institute says doing so throughout the state is critical.
What we really need is, you know, a 21st century water project that brings all this together in a more vital, accelerated timeline.
Horton says more predictable and long-term sources of funding are essential. As it stands now, government officials say building the infrastructure to fully capture stormwater in California will take decades. In Los Angeles, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.